Hi.
We've been asked to add something about wind animals to the show. My name is Jaywalk,
I'm Mudkip.
and we're both currently in Australia, and this is a land full of wind animals.
Yeah, we didn't really know how to structure the whole thing, so we just did a bunch of research on interesting facts and animals that you don't see anywhere else in the world, pretty much, and killer animals, because we all like killer animals. I think the most interesting thing that we saw at the zoo was probably the platypus.
Yeah, the platypus, or water rat ducky, as I named it now, is a.
This wasn't really a representative one, was it?
I think it was. I've
It
only seen one platypus in my life, and
was. Well, the
I.
first thing we should probably say about the platypus is that it's pretty small. It's only like, how big would you say it is? Like,
Body maybe 50, 60, 70 centimeters.
yeah, but I was expecting, I don't know, maybe it's because I'd only ever seen it in pictures or something. I was expecting it to be like 1 meter long, like a huge animal.
Well, it's kind of like a beaver, I think.
A small little one, and it swims.
Yeah, and it has a beak like a duck.
And here's one of our facts. Apparently the platypus is so weird that when they brought the first, I think, dead body, is it? Do they bring dead
I
bodies
think it was
back?
dead on board, yeah.
They brought the dead body back to the UK, and everyone thought that they were trolling them basically by sewing a duck bill onto, oh, some kind of animal, like, I don't know, a beaver or something. But yeah, they thought that they were being trolled.
Yeah, and by a Virginia legend, it's the first platypus, or the first two, were created by a water rat mating with a duck. So everyone seems to be think it's some kind of messed up fraud or freak of nature. But
Yeah.
anyway, they're really cool animals, and they always go in small circles counterclockwise. That's what we learned at the zoo.
I think something was wrong with that platypus though. Like, maybe he'd been in a confined space by himself for an extended period of time, and not. Maybe this had manifested itself as some kind of mental disorder, because he was just swimming in, like, probably the diameter of the circle was like 30 centimeters. He was just going round and round and round. But the interesting thing about platypuses is that they don't open their eyes or ears underwater, and their beak, or their bill, has electroreceptors that they use to detect electrical impulses given off by insects and all the other gross stuff that they eat, which they find in the mud. And their monotremes, they are one of two monotremes in the world. The other one is the wombat.
Is it?
Yeah, I
Oh,
think
cool.
so.
That's awesome. I didn't know
Which
there
means
was
that
a
they're
connection.
mammals that lay eggs.
Ah, right. Yeah, that's probably true. Anyway, that's a good time to move over to the wombat, or wind bat, as I would like to call it.
We saw one of those too in Wilson's Promontory.
We saw it in the wild, eating from the ground. Probably.
Eating from the grass. Eating
Yes,
grass.
their table manners are terrible.
It was so cute. We were driving along, and I think it's the case, like, when you're in national parks and you see cars stopped at the side of the road, you can be pretty sure that they've seen some kind of animal. And so it was just this brown thing in the middle of the road. It looked, well, like a wombat, I'm not gonna lie. we were all standing around taking photos of it and following it into the bush. And it was really cute. It was
Yeah.
adorable.
The face looks kind of like a koala, but it's big, brown, and round, and apparently quite heavy. So it's a
But they're
big
like
body.
really dangerous.
Yeah, apparently they're really dangerous, and if I knew that, maybe I wouldn't have walked so close with my camera, but I'm all
Because
right.
they're fearless, I think. But you don't think that when you see it. And I think Ludin's got a picture of a wombat being picked up, and it just looked so cute. It
It
looked like a
did.
baby. But they're really bad, because apparently some guy. Here's my fact. On 6th of April 2010, a 59-year-old man from rural Victoria was mauled by a wombat, thought to have been angered by mange, which is this disgusting fur thing, virus falls off and makes it look horrible, causing a number of cuts and bite marks requiring hospital treatment, and he resorted to killing it with an axe. Yeah. Would you like to kill a wombat with an axe?
I would not like to kill a wombat with an axe.
Yeah.
And apparently they have short legs. They're big, round, and fluffy, so they look like calm and slow animals, but apparently they can run extremely quickly. They can
40 kilometers an hour. And I'm a pretty, you know, I'm a very, let's say that I like to think I run faster than the wind. And I calculated my top speed for 400 meters, which was like 25 kilometers an hour. And yeah. A wombat can run faster than me.
Yeah, I actually checked. They can run for that for in 40 kilometers an hour for about 90 seconds, which makes them actually beat the world record for humans for a kilometer sprint.
Who does a kilometer sprint?
I mean, the of course they do kilometer sprints. I mean, you have 100 meters, 400 meters.
For a kilometer?
Anyway. the human record is about, I think it was 131 seconds, and a wombat would, with its top speed, do that in 90 seconds.
Do you want a fun fact for your life? Humans who accidentally find themselves in an affray with a wombat might find it best to scale a tree until the animal calms and leaves. Humans can receive puncture wounds from a wombat claws as well as bites. And startled wombats can also charge humans and bowl them over, with the attendant risks of broken bones from the fall. And they've got like something on their backside, like hard, so that when they're digging a hole, a dingo can't attack them.
Yeah, right. They actually, if some animal tries to attack or eat them and enters their tunnels, they're actually known to crush the skull of the other animal by just raising their legs.
And sometimes they trick them. This is this fact that I tell everyone, and no one really listens to me, but now you have no choice. So basically, if a dingo or something wants to go into a wombat tunnel, sometimes the wombat will let the dingo walk over his back, thinking it's the ground, and then he'll stand up and he'll crush them against the ceiling.
Exactly.
Isn't that cool? That's cool.
Yeah, and if they don't want to let them in, they just stop the entrance with their behind.
Or they crush them on the ceiling.
Yeah, whichever.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so let's. We've talked plenty about wombats and platypus, but let's move on to, I guess, the most famous Australian animal, or, I mean, like, national symbol almost.
Do you know why it's on the national symbol? Kangaroos and I think emus, I can't remember, it's here somewhere and I'll probably correct myself later, but they're on the national crest because they can't, oh no, echidnas. Kangaroos and echidnas cannot walk backwards, and this is considered symbolic, and so they put them on the national crest.
Ah, all right. Yeah, but we've seen plenty of kangaroos out in the wild here, and yeah, they're just as cool as you could imagine, and some of them are really big.
Yeah,
I was a bit surprised.
Then if you hit one with your car, you'd probably need to be worrying about your car and not the kangaroo, which is what surprised me when I first moved here.
Yeah, it sounds about like the Swedish moose as the road accident thing.
Yeah.
But do you not say anything specific about kangaroos? Or?
Yes, I do. Okay. Firstly, they're born and they're 2 centimetres at birth. But what I really wanted to tell you was that a kangaroo being chased by a dog may jump into a dam, and if the dog gives chase, the kangaroo may turn towards the dog, then use its paws to push the dog's head underwater to drown it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not what I was expecting. But similar, what I actually thought was kangaroos at first, was apparently wallabies, which I recognized the name, but I didn't even know they existed. But they're wannabes anyway. They're smaller than kangaroos and mostly run around in forests instead of the plains.
Yeah, they run around in the forest.
Very similar, I think.
Yeah, they're a lot smaller, but otherwise, yeah, they're pretty similar. But there's one wallaby that I read about, the purple-necked wallaby that secretes a dye that transforms its face and neck into colours ranging from light pink to bright purple.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
We've got a lot of animals here. Let's pick one that's really interesting.
I think jellyfish are always interesting, but maybe that's just me.
You seem to be scared of jellyfish when we were at the beach.
I am scared of jellyfish, but that doesn't mean I'm less amazed by them.
All right.
We picked out two of the dangerous Australian ones, and that's the box jellyfish.
Yeah.
And the Portuguese man-o-war, also known as the bluebottle.
The box jellyfish is the most venomous animal in the world, I think.
Yeah, I think it might be. And rare for jellyfishes that actually swims. It can actively move in water instead of just floating around and hoping to hit something.
I know, at top speeds of 1.8 meters per second, and the average human swims at 2 meters per second, so...
Can we swim at 2 meters per second?
That sounds fast. That's what Yahoo answers.
Yeah. Oh, well. But yeah, box jellyfish can actually kill humans and are very dangerous. Man-o-wars aren't as dangerous, but they are just as cool, I think. They are very have a very particular look to them. I guess that's why they're called the bluebell. One interesting thing I learned about the bluebells was that there are octopus that are immune to their venom and which are known to rip off their tentacles and use them to defend themselves.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, but it's quite cool for animals. I mean, using tools or even parts of other animals to defend themselves.
But you can't sting a jellyfish with its own tentacles.
No, but it can defend it against other animals.
Oh.
Because it's one of the few that's immune to it.
Well, that was a good fact to go out on.
I think so too. So that's all for about the wind animals for now. We have plenty more to say if anyone wants to hear some other time. Okay, so that's thanks for us.